With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, hey, I'm Courtney.
I'm Joy Marie.
And this is Job Logs.
Minnesota edition.
We're just giving you a little sound bite to get you through the week until our next full episode.
Mm-hmm.
There is this pet peeve that I just have. And instead of talking about y'all anymore, I'm going to educate.
Okay, I love that. Let's do it. Productive dialogue.
Yeah, so I just want to start this by saying the internet is a very powerful tool.
Yes.
We are lucky to have it.
Are we?
Yes. You know, we can educate ourselves, expose ourselves to new things, and we're empowered, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure, Captain.
But I believe it was the Spider-Mans that said, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Spider-Man
and I don't think y'all are being responsible.
Okay, call them out.
And this is the thing, like, media literacy. If you don't know what that is, that's like the ability to access, analyze, and evaluate your media. Mm. So that when you get a piece of content, which we are overwhelmed with these days, you have the knowledge to be able to say, this is credible, this is not credible. There are some things on my timeline with like CNN.co, just like these fake news stories.
Not credible.
And you guys are sharing them. Stop it.
That's true.
Because one, it makes you look bad when someone's like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
So that makes you look like Boo Boo the Fool as well. Two, you're just contributing to stupidity. Like you're spreading lies.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to lie. I've fallen prey to this sometimes too, where it's like headline culture, where the headline grabs your attention and you share that and don't even sometimes bother to click.
And you know what? And I'm going to step off my judgy because it's, you know, some of these people are crafty out here and it does look real. And like to your point, like sometimes you just want to contribute to the conversation and spread the word. And I mean, I've seen like people with master's degrees just sharing.
That's
stuff.
True.
So like it's not the worst mistake in the world, but we're going to do better
today. It's almost
today.
Like the new chain letter. You remember when chain letters were like, send this to five people or like you're going to die or whatever?
Yeah.
It's like the new chain letter.
Pass it on. So I'm just going to keep a couple points that I use when I'm looking at content. Before I share, I always look at the source. Are they credible? Are they a well-known organization or person in their field? Because when you're credible, then you're held accountable.
Accountable, yeah.
So they're going to do the due diligence to double-check that something is accurate.
Yes.
And I'm all for independent media and new voices, but especially if it's like in just outrageous, like just do the second Google. Like just double-check it and make sure that this is
and
accurate.
And even credible sources make mistakes.
They do.
So it's like, you definitely want to add that layer of checking and validation.
Yeah. Also, check out the brand. Like I mentioned, like the URL. Like,
yes.
Is this .com? Like, just kind of take a second look at it. Usually, if it's a credible source, the design will reflect that, not to be elitist, but it's not going to look like a WordPress
like
site.
A GeoCities page.
Yeah.
You're right.
And finally, common sense. Like, you are not the first person to discover something. Mm. They are not the first person to discover something. So, like, if Betty White is really dead, like, the stands on
somebody
Twitter
else
is going to be going
off.
Like, this isn't just going to occur.
That's a
in
good
a
point. There have been a lot of things that have come across my timeline that I've just done a quick Google search on just to make sure I can see not one credible source talking about it, but two, three, five of them.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, this is a valid news story.
Yeah. And, you know, when there's a breaking news situation, like all the craziness that happened, it's even more tempting to just share and keep everyone informed. And I love that WNYC's On the Media radio show, they shared this great mini handbook in the wake of Dallas.
Mm.
And they gave tips for dealing with the news and during breaking situations.
Okay.
The first thing I say is in the immediate aftermath, news outlets will get it wrong.
Mm.
So don't take everything that even like CNN and everyone's saying as fact because it's developing.
In real time, right?
Yeah,
developing
it's developing.
Stories. Got it.
Don't trust anonymous sources. Mm. Don't trust stories that cite another news outlet as the source of information.
Now, that is huge in this digital age, mm-hmm. because I've seen a lot of publications and outlets that will now source Twitter as, yeah. you know, information. They will source y'all's tweets, mm-hmm. and they'll source other news sites. So, yeah, that's, like, really
Yeah, it's like
really
a
valid.
Ripple effect,
yeah,
basically. Another one is they say there's almost never a second shooter. I remember when Dallas was happening, it was like, oh, there's four people shooting, there's five people, mm-hmm. And then, we can talk about that later. Yeah. But, you know. But, so, yeah. like, people are going to, like, make stories yeah. and try to fill in the blanks. Yeah. So you have okay. to kind of understand that.
Okay.
Pay attention to the language media uses. If they're saying we are getting reports, that could mean anything.
Okay.
If they're saying we're seeking confirmation, it means they don't have it.
Okay.
If they're saying we've learned, that means either they have a scoop or something, or they're just kind of going out on a limb.
Okay.
So look for news outlets that are close to the incident. Compare multiple sources. And keep in mind that big news brings out the fakers and the photoshoppers.
Come on now.
And beware of reflexive retweeting. Sometimes it's on you.
Yes, yes.
So I think, you know, we can all come together under this call to action just to, like, make sure that we're using the internet for good and just not creating panic and lies. In accusations.
Yeah.
So.
A little bit of accountability in how we all use our platforms, as little as Twitter.
Right. Because in a way, like, we're all becoming like media platforms.
Yeah.
Like, we're responsible for the information that we put out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Professor Kalee.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.